Let's stand and give the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing, please, for an invocation led by Pastor Kim Haggard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
God, we thank you for your presence. God, for your love. God, for each and everything that you supply for us in life. God, I ask that your blessing would be upon this meeting tonight. God, that your blessing would be upon each and every one of our leaders. God, we thank you for them. We thank you for giving them wisdom and guidance and direction. Father, we ask you that your blessing would be upon this community. God, that we follow you, and God, that you give us direction. Lord, we ask you tonight that you would specifically be with those that are in need. God, especially those on the west or on the east coast, and God, that you would be with those in our community, Lord, that are going through tough times. God, may they look to you and find hope in you. It's in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And first off, we have a community presentation, and you said that the individuals were not here. Okay, could we put this off then until the next meeting?
Well, they won't be here. That's just okay. The proclamation. I have to mail that to them.
Okay. Well, should we go ahead and read it then, please?
Sure. And this is for
the extra mile day.
Did you want to read it now, or did you want to read it at 10? Item number 10. It's under item number 10.
Okay, we can do it then. Roll call.
Okay. Assembly members McCloskey.
Here.
Stowe.
Here.
Wiederspin.
Here.
Stokes.
Present.
Privett.
Here.
Mayor McConaughey.
Amendments to the agenda? Are there any conflicts of interest? Theoretically, I would have one, but I didn't get the bid, so I don't have one. Consent agenda. Need a motion to approve,
move
please?
Move to approve those agenda items listed under consent agenda and those marked with the asterisk, items 6A, 7A, 7B, and 7C.
It's been seconded. Discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Wiederspin?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privett?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
I only have two items in addition to the report that was provided to you, and those items are before you this evening. The copy of the Cal News, the City of Wrangell newsletter that was passed out to you all tonight, and then the latest report regarding the hospital project from Mr. Rutland from AHFD.
Any questions, comments, the manager's report?
Good pictures. Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
Jeff does a good job on it.
Well, as always, your manager's report's very thorough, and I would really suggest folks get a hold of it and read through it, because there's some items in the and part of it from the federal government in terms that will affect commercial fishermen, that will affect all of us at one level or another. And it's just something that we should be very much aware of, and there's some serious changes going to be taking place in terms of wastewater, et cetera, et cetera. And it sounds like it shouldn't be a big thing, but for a small fishing vessel, it could be huge. And so we want to stay on top of that and make sure that we keep our fishermen informed and the EPA and some of the things are doing. So.
And the farm bill was passed.
We place a copy of that in the lobby that can be read at any time. It is available on the website, and we will email it to anybody who contacts City Hall and wants it to be emailed to them.
Okay. Any other comments? Borough Clerk's file?
I don't have very much. There's some upcoming dates to remember, ones that are important. Absentee voting for the general election ends on Monday, the 5th, at 5:00. And of course, that's occurring here in the Assembly Chamber from 10 to 5, Monday to Friday. We have the CIPA workshop coming up, scheduled at 5:30 on the 5th, which is Monday, here in the Assembly Chambers. Election day is Tuesday, the 6th. You can vote at the Nolan Center from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then, just a note, this has been noticed, but the meeting for November 13th is canceled. And, let's see, the Code Review Committee met on October 17th and reviewed Sections 6 through 10. Our next meeting will occur in January. And also, with regards to my traveling and a couple of the Assembly members and the mayor, I will be going to the AAMC conference from November 9th. I will be back on November the 14th. Assembly member Stowe and Weederspoon will be gone, attending AML and newly elected officials training from November the 11th through November the 16th. And Mayor McConaughey will be traveling as well, attending AML and AECOM, Alaska Conference of Mayors, from November 12th through November the 17th. And that's all I have.
Are there any questions to the clerk?
Nope, thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Are there any reports by Assembly members at this time? Please, James.
I would like to see that we have more support at our CIPA meeting, the Thomas Bay Power meeting, that's going to happen on November 5th. In going over and meeting with some of the people there, it's been one of my concerns ever since CIPA has been formed, that we don't lose our people that leave at work out of Wrangell and the office that is here. I'd like to see the community support the idea that we continue that here. They've had some meetings and it's brought up and it's in their schedule that they're looking at the fact of eliminating this positions and stuff. And there's some interesting facts that they're bringing out on their O&M, and I think that there should be a lively discussion at that time on it. I'm personally kind of upset at this point because at the time when CIPA was formed, it was my vote that put that organization into existence. And I feel that they have let me down on the fact that they have moved forward to try to eliminate those positions in Wrangell. And we do have the support of Ketchikan and Petersburg and a lot of the correspondence I've read. And I do say that, you know, that's $550,000 in wages that come through here, not only the groceries and the rest of stuff, but they've done a good job over the years, and I'm really strongly supporting the idea that they do not and should not in the future ever do that. And I encourage other people to show up at that meeting.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, now, item B, proclamation for Extra Mile Day.
Extra Mile Day proclamation, November 1st, whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which acknowledges that a special vibrancy exists within the entire community when its individual citizens collectively go the extra mile in personal effort, volunteerism, and service. And whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which encourages its citizens to maximize their personal contribution to the community by giving themselves wholeheartedly and with total effort, commitment, and conviction to their individual ambitions, family, friends, and community. And whereas Wrangell, Alaska is a community which chooses to shine a light on celebrate individuals and organizations within its community who go the extra mile in order to make a difference and lift up fellow members of their community. And whereas Wrangell, Alaska acknowledges the mission of the Extra Mile America Foundation to create 300 extra mile cities in America, and is proud to support Extra Mile Day on November the 1st, 2012. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Donald McConaughey, do hereby proclaim November 1st, 2012 to be Extra Mile Day. I urge each individual in the community to take time on this day to not only go the extra mile in his or her own life, but also to acknowledge all those around who are inspirational in their efforts and commitment to make their organizations, families, community, country, or world a better place.
Thank you. Item C is a resignation from Planning and Zoning Commission and Economic Development Committee by August Schultz. And Augie has, unfortunately, a medical condition, and he has elected to resign to try to take care of himself and rather than worrying about the community, which is quite admirable, and I understand, and he is hurting. So we would need a motion to accept his resignation, please.
Move to accept the resignation of August Schultz from the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Economic Development Committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privett?
Yes. And then item D, appointment to fill a vacancy of seat B on the Borough Assembly. And before we begin with this, I would just like to say that we do have three letters of interest, one from Patricia Gilbert Patty, David L. Jack, and Holly Levine. And all three are excellent. I really appreciate the fact that Mrs. Levine, who I don't even know, bothered to want to get involved in our community. And I'm reading from your letter here that you've lived here since 2007, and for that I thank you very much. I know that Mrs. Gilbert has served on the former city council and an assembly for several terms, and was instrumental in doing lots of good things, and is a very qualified candidate. And Mr. Jack, of course, has just recently ended a term of office for 3 years, and also has done a wonderful job. So it's up to the assembly to make a motion, please.
I move to appoint David Jack to fill the vacancy seat B of the Borough Assembly up until the next borough election held October 1st, 2013.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any discussion?
I'd like to just say that I think Jack did a good job in service of his time at the last fulfillment of his obligations in his seat, and got to say that I wasn't in the community that much, as everybody knows. I was living up the river, but I did support him, and the idea that he had a lot of good questions and carried on very good in his duties as far as keeping on track of what the hospital was doing, and I'd like to see him continue that.
Any other discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Stokes? McCloskey?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privett?
Yes. Do we have a packet available, and is Mr. Jack available?
We have the packet, and I would like to...
Okay. If you may, I'll recess this meeting for 2 minutes to swear in a new assembly member.
Charter and ordinances.
And the charter.
discharge your duties.
Of Assembly Member. To the Rainbow Borough Assembly.
To the Rainbow Borough Assembly.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
There we go.
Does he have a packet?
He does.
Yeah, I was kind of enjoying that.
Is this yours?
No, that's yours. That's
yours. They are. I have to make a little plaque for them.
I'll reconvene the regular assembly meeting. We'll move on to item E, appointment to fill a vacancy of port commissioner on the port commission. We've had two names submitted, Eric Yancey and Kip Violda. What is this in this pleasure?
Move to appoint Eric Yancey to fill the vacancy of port commissioner to the port commission up until the next borough election to be held October 1st, 2013.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Is there any discussion? Full vote, please.
Assemblymember McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Mayor McConkey. Oh, excuse me, Vice Mayor Privet, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. Item 11 is persons to be heard. Are there any members of the audience who would like to speak before this assembly this evening? Mr. Maxan, your name and address for the record, please.
Robert Maxan, 319 Church Street. You pretty well said what I was going to discuss in the appointment of Mr. Jack. And I had a letter here. And I'd like the city clerk, if she might, read it into the record. And that's all I have to say.
Okay.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Do you have the record?
Thank you.
Please read.
It reads, Dear Mayor Don McConkey, Wrangell City Council, and Tim Rennie, City Manager. It has come to our attention that there is a vacancy on the city council, and we would like to recommend the most well-suited citizen in Wrangell to fill this position. It is our fervent hope that you will consider Dave Jack to once again serve the city and the borough of Wrangell as city council member. Dave has proven his devotion to Wrangell through his many years of service as council member and as a police officer. We lost his bid for mayor by a tenuous 2-2 votes. By virtue of his accomplishments, Dave is known to be well-versed in city and state law, as well as in the codes and ordinances of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska. Dave is the only member of the city council to attend each and every Wrangell Medical Center board meeting, and there could be no finer citizen to help our hospital rise to its potential. There is no man in the city more honorable, reputable, or respectable than Dave Jack, and it would be only to our benefit to have him at our service once again. Please join with me to make sure Dave Jack is right back where he should be, occupying a seat on the city council.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other persons to be heard that would like to speak that did not have an opportunity to sign up? We'll move on then to unfinished business. There is none. Item 13, new business. Item A, proposed ordinance.
An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending Title 3, Chapter 3.2.030D and Chapter 3.32.090 and Ordinance Number 865 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to the Wrangell Medical Center and Long-Term Care Facility Board. This is the first reading.
Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, in August of this year, the Assembly unanimously passed Ordinance 865, which had provided several changes to the municipal code relating to the medical center. And at the time of adoption, you may recall that there were citizen concerns and staff concerns from Wrangell Medical Center regarding the ordinance. And at that time, the assembly promised that we would look at those, look at any changes that were proposed, and that you didn't have a problem revisiting that. After the new board was seated, Mr. Blasco met with the chair, Mr. Woody Wilson, to discuss their concerns. And there were three at that time that I would say were major concerns. Two of, and the proposed ordinance addresses two of the concerns, and that would be regarding the hospital board liaison and regarding the personnel rules. The third concern centered on a misunderstanding regarding the borough attorney's participation in the approval of contracts. Ordinance 866, which is what you would be voting on tonight, addresses two of those problems. The first one would be limiting the hospital board liaison's participation in executive sessions to executive sessions only and not executive sessions that involve physician credentialing. And then the second thing would be regarding personnel rules. It removes the requirement that the personnel policies be consistent with the personnel rules of the borough. However, it does still require that the borough assembly sign off on those personnel rules, and that they be any changes that are made outside of the May timeframe every year, that they would still come to you. And this would be the first reading of the ordinance. The public hearing, if it's passed tonight, the public hearing and the second reading would be on November 27th.
Move to approve first reading and move to second, with a public hearing to be held on November 27th, 2012.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded. Further discussion? James?
Yes. I was appointed a liaison, and I read through the ordinance, and I agree with it. Where I have gone back and read the section 3.32.020 under item C, and I know that this goes back to looking at one of our ordinances, and evidently I'm also on that there. And I'd like to point out, I think we should clarify item C in there just a little bit more, and maybe look at item E under those. And what that would add to it is what I would be looking for. And the reason I'm bringing this up is it affects kind of where we went with the change in ordinance
866.
And what this ordinance specifies, it says the board shall have authority to solicit grants and funds from any sources for the furtherance of the provision of the medical care at the hospital. Any solicitations from federal or state agencies shall be subject prior to approval, subject to prior approval of the borough manager, and the board shall keep the borough manager advised of grants and funds and being sought by a written report from the board or hospital administrator. And what I would like to see us add, or when we have this come up in our ordinance committee, would be to add and to report to the assembly. I'd like to see the furtherance of it and to carry it right through, so you know, that the assembly be informed also, so that, you know, it's not that we don't think the city manager will do his job, but I just think it's written down as kind of part of the rules, and that way we assure that there's follow through all the way through.
Assembly member Stowe visited me yesterday about this, and I said I didn't have any concern with that. And when we propose all the other changes that the code review committee are looking at, we can certainly.
And basically, that's my item E of that same ordinance. Just my concern that we kind of put something right there to follow it, so it follows through. Other than that, I didn't find anything else under the objection to anything. So, thank you.
Is there any other discussion under the first reading? Hearing none, please.
Assembly Member Members Wiederspin?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item 13B. Proposed resolution.
Item 13B, proposed resolution. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, authorizing the conveyance of public tidelands, Lot A, Block A, Tract C, Keller Tideland Subdivision, recorded as plat number 2012-2, Wrangell Recording District, by quitclaim deed to Steve and Helen Keller.
What's the Assembly's pleasure?
Move to adopt resolution.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been seconded by Mrs. Stokes. Discussion? Hearing not. Excuse me.
I'd like to just make a comment and say I'm glad to see that this is done. Seems to me it was on the table when I sat on the council before. So I'm glad it finally got done. So.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, full vote, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item 13C, a proposed resolution.
A resolution of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, accepting from the State of Alaska the transfer and ownership of the Myers Chuck Float Harbor Facility for state deferred maintenance funds, $3 million.
Is there a motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll move to adopt.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion. Tim?
Sure. Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, the Myers Chuck Float System has been an area of issue for Wrangell since we became a borough in 2008. In September of that year, the borough manager at the time, Bob Prunella, was contacted by DOT wanting us to take over the Myers Chuck Dock and Float System. And our concern with that, they offered us $1,131,000 to take that float system on. Our concern with that was we haven't studied it. We don't know what type of repairs are needed. We didn't want to do that. And our position was you make the repairs, bring it up to the standard that we want, and then we'll accept the dock. It has become clear since then, and that has been my position since I've been here as well. Early this year, it became clear that Senator Stedman and the Department of Transportation wanted us to relook at that issue and consider accepting the dock, and that we could use state deferred maintenance funds for the dock system. We went out and got an engineer's estimate on that, and the engineer's estimate, probably inflated somewhat, is $3 million for all of the corrections for what we want to have done out there. So the resolution would then tell the state that if you want us to take it over, this is what it's going to cost for us to take it. It goes back to their court. Then if they agree with that, then they propose it to the governor and to the budget for us to get that money. Again, this is what's being recommended to us by Senator Stebbins' office to resolve this issue. And while I have concerns about us having to oversee the repair project, I do think the amount of money that we've certainly identified would be more than enough to do so. The good news with that would be if we end up receiving that funding and it costs less than that, we can take that funding and put it into a long-term maintenance account for that area or other dock systems in our borough. However, if they were to fix it and it costs less than that, we would never see that money. So there are some benefits to this way of doing it. So there's the recommendation.
This has a very extensive amount of items to it, looks like. It has what, the harbor float, the seaplane float, a grid, a galvanized steel approach, and a heliport?
Yeah, and we had them look at the actual as-built drawings for it from the state's DOT site to give us an estimate. And we're not familiar enough to know with what type of rock we're dealing with out there. So I think we've budgeted for the worst case scenario.
Sounds good. All right.
Well, I see Mr. Meisner was and Ms. Rushmore were the only
person's eye, I guess, from here that actually viewed that. Are they comfortable with this?
Greg and Carol?
Yes.
Yes, I think they want to make sure that there's the engineering estimate covers every possible scenario, and I think they're comfortable that it does.
I had a long conversation with Greg about that today. And he felt comfortable, as the same manager did, that they discussed the fact of the age of the docks and stuff and the taking over. So their concern was, like he said, whether the penetration and maybe redoing some of the piles like we did the dock out here. And he felt comfortable that if we received this, that it would cover. And he expressed the same concerns that were brought up here. And he seemed to be very comfortable.
That brings to mind another question that really has nothing to do with this, but it does have something to do with this. If we accept this and adopt this resolution, what is a plan for the who to do the work?
It would have to be bid out.
Or?
Yeah, it would have to be bid out.
But then, okay. Yeah.
That only leads to another question. All this discussion of receiving this and doing that, one of the things that hasn't been discussed is how are you going to take care of that dog? Mm-hmm. Everybody's gone around that so far right here. Yeah. And somewhere along this discussion here was the idea that they're going to have to rent the spaces out and do that. So. I haven't heard any discussion of what this is going to involve with our personnel as far as how it's going to be handled, how they're going to collect it, how they're going to move forward with the revenues that this thing will generate, and how will those revenues be taken care of to collect them. It's going to involve personnel.
I would assume that someone there on the site would have to be
most
doing
likely,
that.
Most likely,
that's
what
I'd
we're
say.
Looking at.
What is the population down there, Myers Chuck?
Depends on the time of the year.
Well, that's true.
From 6 to 8.
More than 5.
Right.
Fishing season, maybe 10. The rest are all out in the boat.
I don't know the population.
That's a subject that we will
have to get to.
We will be dealing with in the future.
If they can give it to us.
Yes. Is there any other discussion on this subject? Item C. Hearing none, poll board, please.
Assembly members Jack?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. And we have item 13D, approval of bid received for fuel bid for fuel for the city and borough of Wrangell, Wrangell Public Schools, and Wrangell Medical Center. Is there a motion, please?
I move to adopt. Delta Western has the fuel provider for the city and borough of Wrangell, Wrangell Public Schools, and the Wrangell Medical Center for a period of November 1st, 2012 through October 31st, 2013 for an estimated amount of $528,494 and a discount off the post price of 20 cents per gallon for all types of fuel.
Motion's been made. Is there a second? And seconded. Discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item 13E, consideration appropriate action relating to renewal of the contract for legal services for Hoffman and Blasco Limited Liability Corporation.
Move to approve the proposed contract for legal services for Hoffman and Blasco, LLC.
Second.
Motion has been made. There's been a second. Discussion, please.
Honorable Mayor, members of the Assembly, this would be for legal services for the city and borough of Wrangell. The proposed changes in the existing agreement are increasing the hourly rate from $175 to $180 per hour, and Hoffman and Blasco's rate has remained the same for over 5 years. And at $180 per hour, this would still be discounted at the rate that he would normally provide, which would be $225 to $250. Hourly work for Wrangell Medical Center would be at $225 per hour, and that would be less than half of what the medical center has been paying to an out-of-state firm over the last year. add two trips to Wrangell per year, one for the Assembly and one for the WMC Board, and then the availability to conduct special training sessions for the Assembly staff and the Board or the public at $180 per hour, and the retainer fee of $3,333.33 per month is not proposed to change. And that would be for the normal run-of-the-mill questions that we have every day. Staff would recommend that we continue the legal services agreement, and if approved by the Assembly, it would be in effect until October 31st, 2014.
Any other discussion? James?
Yeah, I think they did a good job. We've had this lawyer since we had Amy down here, and she was the one that we originally contracted with out of that office of Hoffman and Blasco. And I, after reviewing some things here just recently, I agree with the continuing their employment.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Wiederspin?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Privet?
Yes. Item 14 is attorney file. There's an invoice attached for information. There's no executive session this evening. I would like to say the reason that I am set into this evening as vice mayor in Don's stead is that his mother-in-law is not doing well, and Betsy's mom is not doing well. And, so anyway, our heart goes out to them and hope everything is going to be okay, and et cetera. So with that in mind, this meeting stands adjourned at 7:38.
Wow. 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 Wait a minute, Dave.
I'm not used to these. That's the way I mean.